Standing beside her father's empty coffin, 21-year-old Lilith Montgomery feels the weight of two inheritances pressing down upon her slender shoulders. While her frail brother Freddie receives the dukedom, Lilith inherits a far more demanding legacy, leadership of the ancient Lazarus Coven as its head witch. The position brings immense power, but demands absolute secrecy and unwavering dedication. From a distance, Nicholas Strickland observes with calculated interest. As a powerful sentinel sorcerer, he watches Lilith with particular attention, concerned about her ability to take on the mantle of head witch. Meanwhile, a young artist named Bram Caradol crosses the cemetery. When he spots Lilith in her mourning clothes, inspiration strikes. As their eyes meet briefly across the distance, a connection forms that neither could have anticipated, one that will challenge the boundaries between duty and desire, between life and death itself. When night falls, Lilith begins her true duties. Led by her cat Iago, she descends through a hidden garden entrance to the Montgomery catacombs where her father's spirit waits. "The dead speak to me, though I must make them wait," Lilith reflects, now skilled in necromancy. Her father had warned of dangers when dark spirits are poorly summoned. They might inflict pain, refuse to return, or allow beings from the darkness to cross between realms. Despite her youth, Lilith must succeed as head witch, protecting the coven's most precious secret, the elixir that grants extraordinary power and sometimes restores life. Her fiancé, Viscount Louis Harcourt, is also a witch, though their relationship feels incomplete. Louis's father watches her closely, hoping his son will claim her position through marriage. On her inauguration night, as midnight approaches, the most potent time for Lazarus witches, Lilith steadies herself with an ancient incantation. The ceremony begins with questioning about sacred law, but turns dangerous when someone demands she summon a demon. As the coven chants protectively, a hairless, yellow-eyed creature emerges. Breaking free, it drags Lilith across the floor despite her silver thread restraint. The demon burns her maid Violet's ankle, and though Lilith fights with bone dust, the retreating creature seizes Violet again and coldly snaps her neck before falling back into darkness. Bram Cardale's arrival in London immerses him in Richard Mangan's chaotic Bloomsbury artistic household, worlds away from his Yorkshire roots. While retrieving Mangan from an opium den in Bluegate Fields, Bram encounters Lilith again, who has come to rescue her brother Freddie, found green-skinned with blue-tinged lips. Though their meeting is brief, both feel drawn to each other. In his attic studio, Bram positions his easel, compelled to paint the mysterious green-eyed woman whose uncommon strength captivates him. His housemate mockingly warns that Lady Lilith would never choose a poor artist over a prince, yet Bram remains fascinated. Lilith balances her conflicting lives, grieving daughter and reluctant fiancé by day, communing with spirits and preparing for her inauguration as head witch by night. When Louis renews his marriage proposal, their conversation is interrupted by a shouting spirit, an ominous sign of gathering dark forces. As Bram and Louis continue to meet, their attraction deepens despite the barriers between them. During one encounter, Bram passionately describes painting her in dramatic chiaroscuro that would highlight her luminous eyes against darkness. Overcome, he kisses her gloved wrists while she watches, offering no resistance. Nicholas Strickland meets with a sentinel spy who has infiltrated the Lazarus Coven. Unlike the witches, the sentinels operate without a central meeting place and exclude women entirely, believing them weaker. At St. Paul's Whispering Gallery, Strickland presents three options to obtain the elixir: seducing Lilith through their spy, abducting her, or eliminating senior witches to isolate her. Strickland's ruthlessness originated in boarding school, where he endured brutal beatings until a Latin master rescued him and inducted him into the Sentinels. He learned their belief that they were wrongfully denied the Lazarus elixir centuries ago. His final initiation required killing his mentor with the stopping spell, giving him his first taste of true power. Now he's determined to acquire the elixir by any means. Meanwhile, Lilith balances her identity as Morningstar, devoted to the coven, with her love for Bram. When he asks to paint her portrait, a dark spirit's taunting provokes her to accidentally release destructive magic. Left with no alternative, she reveals her true identity as Head Witch of the Lazarus Coven. To her relief, Bram responds with acceptance rather than fear. The dark spirit reveals himself as Edmund Willoughby, a sorcerer who practiced infernal necromancy centuries ago. He had sought the elixir, but was betrayed and trapped in darkness until now. Drusilla warns Lilith that Willoughby will harm anyone to achieve his goals. As war threatens Europe, Lilith attends a ball in an ivory gown, planning to escape with Bram the next day. Nicholas Strickland watches everyone with calculation. When a glamorous woman lures Freddy away, Strickland approaches Lilith, revealing himself as a sentinel and demanding the Lazarus elixir for her brother's safety. Following her spirit guides, Lilith finds Freddy unconscious and drugged, then discovers he's dead. Unable to abandon her brother to the land of night, Lilith breaks her coven vows. In the catacombs, she performs forbidden infernal necromancy, placing 7 drops of the elixir in a chalice with diamond dust. The ritual initially succeeds, but when demons try to claim him, Freddy flees in supernatural panic. Lilith and Louis track him to Tower Bridge, where Strickland's men attack. Louis fights back, but one attacker slashes Freddy's throat before all 3 men plunge into the Thames below. By 1917, wartime London has transformed. Lilith volunteers at a convent feeding the starving while delaying her wedding to Louis, who nearly died saving Freddy. Though she still loves Bram, she released him, believing she failed to protect Freddy. Strickland threatens Louis's father. Obtain the elixir, or Louis dies. The Earl betrays Lilith, but a German bomb strikes before they escape. By 1919, Lilith has established a new life with a glass-domed observatory as the coven's sacred space. Bram returns from Africa wounded, and learning of Lilith's impending marriage, makes one last attempt to win her. When Strickland demands the elixir, he aims a deadly spell at Bram. Lilith intercepts it, and dying, reveals the great secret. The elixir requires 3 drops of a newborn's blood within its first hour. Bram and Louis resurrect Lilith, who awakens with enhanced powers. Something ancient stirs within her, the full power of a risen witch. She banishes her enemies and, as spirits whisper, welcome Queen of the Night, asks if Bram can still love what she's become. He answers simply, "Where else would I be?" Together, they face the dawn, united against whatever darkness might come.